Welcome to the Guns of Amui Newsroom. I'm JP. As usual, I'm joined this week by Kyle and Vinny. What's up, Kyle?
I am so happy to be talking about the manga and the anime today.
How are you doing, Vinny?
Help, Kyle's taking me hostage.
Yeah, before we started the show, Kyle decided to flip the proverbial table because I needed a couple more minutes to get ready because I'm the worst. And so it's actually Kyle's show now.
Yeah, sorry, everybody. Hi, this is the No Name Anime Show. Looks like JP probably should be in charge again.
You've been in charge.
I can't even get the name right.
5 minutes, you already fucked up. Well, this is your weekly recap of the news. Most of it is Anime News Network sourced. We talk about everything from the previous week. It comes out every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern. We keep it to an hour. I usually had too much news. And we're on Twitter, we're on Google Podcasts, we're on Apple Podcasts, we're on Spotify. You can leave voicemails at 716-46-MOE-43. That's 716-466-6343. Otakon is this weekend. Right now is obviously currently a weekend, but by the time you hear this, it'll be this weekend. It starts on Friday or Thursday? I forget. I think you can do
it. Begins on Friday.
But yeah. You can badge pickup on Thursday, I feel.
Yes, yeah, Otakon is a hard three-day con. They refuse to do a fourth day.
So I have a panel on Friday at 11:30. It is in AMV Theater. It is called The Sound of Anime, and I will be talking about sound design, using ambience, using time-based effects. I'll talk about the microphones they use for recording all of your favorite ADR stuff. It's going to be a good time. I gave the panel last year, and it was well-received. For the most part, it's probably going to be the same panel. I'm struggling to find more good examples of sound design in anime because honestly, they don't do a whole lot of it. It's usually pretty heavily reliant on music. But it should be fun, and it is followed up by an Anime World Order panel. I don't know what their topic is, but I know that they are the panel immediately after me. So that should be a good time. And if you're at Otakon and you want to hang out, hit me up on Twitter and we could hang out. It'll be fun. I don't believe either of you will be there, correct?
Not this year. Have you presented in the AMV Theater before?
I have not, but I'm pretty sure that's where Evan Minto's, iCatch panel was. It's a pretty big room.
Yeah, and that I think was the first panel I've seen where they actually have a preview screen for the presenter. So that's probably my favorite room to present in, is the way they do the tech setup there. I don't know if Otakon has expanded that since then.
That sounds really familiar because the person that emailed me all the details told me about that. And they're like, it seats 700 people. And I thought, I will maybe get 50, but thanks for the confidence boost, I guess. But I think it'll be fun. Assuming
I'll be there in spirit.
Yeah. Well, and I record my panels. I'll at least have audio of it. But, you know, if anybody ever wants to see the panel, I have multiple recordings of it. I'm trying to think if there's any other news at the top. This Wednesday, No Name Anime Show, Kyle and Noel joined me. We talked about summertime rendering. That was a great time. We didn't spoil too much of it because Noel had only seen the first three episodes. So it should be safe to listen to that podcast, assuming you don't care about knowing the basic premise of the show. If you want to go in completely cold, don't listen to that episode, I guess. But we tell you what's on the back of the book. But it is one of those shows where there's a twist at the end of the first episode. So it is, you know, there would be a reason to at least watch the first episode before listening to our review. Anyway.
I'll do that.
Let's talk about some news.
Where are the demons? Bring on the pain!
We have a lot of news, but a lot of it's really quick. And did I just add one as fluff at the end so we could get to 69 stories? I don't know. We're going to find out when we reach the end of this podcast. Up first, Crunchyroll. Most of them are Crunchyroll this week. Surprise, they're the biggest anime company in North America. They have confirmed that they will be streaming Shangri-La Frontier, Skip, and Loafer, as well as the second seasons of Move Love Alternative and Don't Toy With Me, Miss Nagataro. I don't think I'll be watching any of these.
As you say, Don't Toy With Me, Miss Nagataro, I'm hearing it to Don't Cry For Me, Argentina.
Yes. Was that shit? No, that was Selena, wasn't it?
It was Evita.
Evita. Yeah. I don't.
Patti LuPone played it on stage, and I think Madonna played it in the film.
Oh, that's Ava Perone. Well, that's not what the show's about. Probably. I haven't seen it, but I have to assume that it's not about that song.
Not about Ava Perone? Ugh, what's the point?
We also have a lot of manga news, a lot of bad manga news, and potentially bad manga news. So this one is a good one. Heart Gear is returning from hiatus on August 17th. This is about androids presumably getting into shenanigans, because the summary that it gives me is not very descriptive. It just says all three of these robots live together, but then ... I assume that they have fun. I don't know. But the mangaka, Tsuyoshi Takaki, had some health issues that they specifically said did not require hospitalization. They are now coming back from their hiatus, so that is great news.
So let's hope that this return does not beget more recovery time in the future.
We've just wait for it.
Yeah, wait a couple months.
I meant there's like two or three of them of people taking time off due to health just this week. So this next piece of news, there is I think it's like a YouTube manga or like a short manga. It's called Black Channel. They had either a spinoff or a sequel called Breaking the Wall that will be ending this September. It says the September issue on August 12th. I love how magazines do that. But it is also getting an anime, so that is cool. It will be on YouTube. I know that I'm not super familiar with this. I assume Black Channel is the first season, quote-unquote, of this. That got an anime in the past. So for fans of that, rejoice. More Yu Yu Hakusho live-action news. We have some photos of Hiei and Kuwabara. I don't have a ton of familiarity with these actors, but so far I've been fairly satisfied with the casting. I think they look a lot like their characters until they revealed Kuwabara. And I guess there was no way to bring that 80s hairstyle into the
Yeah, there's no
time.
Pompadour.
Although he has kind of got a pompadour in this picture.
You know what I mean, though?
Yes.
Like, he doesn't have like the distinctive, very like 80s pompadour.
Yeah,
which I guess makes sense on that level. Like, it seems like they're not trying to make this into a nostalgia thing. It seems like they're trying to make this into like a modern Yu Yu Hakusho.
Everybody else kind of looks like their character, though. But whatever. I'm going to watch it. I don't know if it's going to be any good, but it's interesting that they chose Yu Yu Hakusho of all things.
Stay tuned to the Newsbroom or the No Name Show, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, I was talking this morning about this, that Yu Yu Hakusho has been such a weirdly treated series outside of Japan. Now, obviously, this is a Japanese-produced live action, so it's not exactly the same. But that when it was on TV, it kept getting shifted around. And then, like, it was owned by three different companies. And to this day, the movie has not been relicensed, which is very odd, considering Funimation, well, Crunchyroll now, considered it one of their like evergreen titles. They kept doing re-releases of it, but they never got the movie.
What do you mean weirdly treated? I mean, I've never heard of this anime, but I have my Game Boy Advance Tactics game here.
They did a tactics game?
Yes, they did. What? Just like Final Fantasy Tactics on the Game Boy Advance.
I know.
Was that the film that CPM had?
Yes. Okay. And then I think it was Media Blasters had the quote-unquote movie, but it's only 30 minutes long. And then there was this OVA series that for a long time was kind of considered lost media, and then Funimation got it, but put it only out on DVD, along with that movie that Media Blasters had, and then never did the other movie. And I think they like redubbed that short movie, but didn't dub the like mini OVAs. It's very, very bizarre. But, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I remember there also being like edited DVDs that were released separately as well.
There were. Well, that was when Funimation, it was still doing that. They did that for Dragon Ball, and they did that for Yu Yu Hakusho, and I want to say Detective Conan. I don't know if that's true, though. But yeah, because they did like a special dub for Toonami, where they took out all of the swear words, but then they stopped doing that later on.
Yeah, and the Blu-rays look great. That's the thing that matters.
The Blu-rays do look really good. Something that really kind of bothers me, but I don't know if it matters a ton because I've rewatched it and didn't notice, they redubbed a bunch of it.
Oh, well, see, you were watching the dub. I didn't notice.
Well, that's fair. The dub's really good, but they redubbed a bunch of sections of Yu Yu Hakusho because they weren't happy with how it was the first time around. Like, one of the clown character in the Dark Tournament, they like changed his name in the original version because I think they were worried about some copyright thing, and then they redubbed it with the actual name later on with the same actor.
Oh, that's good.
Anyway,
yeah, I appreciate that kind of effort.
Moving on, Star Wars Visions. That was a thing that happened. There was a, what would you call it? A short on there called Lop and Ocho. That director, Yuki Igarashi, has started their own studio called Outline. That's pretty neat. I didn't see the Star Wars shorts compilation, so I can't say whether they did a good job or not. But it's always cool seeing people start their own studios.
Yeah, and they have one thing they've already done. They did a music video for Gen Hoshino.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's a really neat style. It kind of looks like Osamotsu-san.
Nice. So here is some bad manga news. You remember Ruri Dragon? We announced that a couple weeks ago. That was one of the manga that I believe was replacing the two canceled series in Shonen Jump. It was just about a dragon girl hanging out and having a good time. It's already going on break because the author has a sudden illness, quote unquote. But wait, it's going on another break, because when I got to the end of this week's news, they had announced that their break is even longer.
Oh, shoot. That was a new story? They looked exactly identical.
Yeah, that was not a typo. Because I believe it says up there, like, hiatus will be 1 week longer or something.
Yikes.
Yeah, so hopefully they're doing okay. As with the manga industry and anime industry, it's usually pretty secretive. Not that it's any of our business what they're sick with, but we will probably not know. Just a sudden illness.
Again, the height of irony that this series about a young dragon being lazy and doing her best is rife with problems because of overwork.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we can assume. But we all are also still in a pandemic. So it could be COVID.
That's true.
What do we have next? Oh, this is some Gundam news. So I will let Kyle handle this because I don't know anything about Gundam.
Yes. So it looks like we are getting a new Gundam manga titled Despair Memory Gundam Sequel. Despite that name, it is not a sequel to anything. It looks like it's set in an original universe where it has been 20 years since the last Great War, and the Gundam, which was what ended the previous war, is now seen as like an enemy. It looks like vaguely like Evangelion-esque. It looks like we're seeing like it's hung up by chains, almost like a crucifix style. I don't know. It looks kind of dark and cool.
Oh yeah,
I'm getting Terminator 2 vibes on like it going down into that.
It does also magma. Look like that.
I saw that. I thought like, oh, this is like sexy bondage Gundam.
That's called G Gundam.
Yes. That's interesting. You said it's called sequel, but it's not actually a sequel. I love that.
No, because I was reading sequel and I'm like, oh, this must be something that, but no, it's just called sequel. I think the idea is that this is maybe following after, like they're focusing on the war. So maybe it's a sequel to that.
Yeah, did you have the same reaction to this, Kyle, of like trying to like figure out when this takes place for like 3 or 4 minutes of like, when the fuck is this set? And I don't think we'll get it here anytime soon. Gundam manga doesn't have a great pipeline for US release given how much there is and how okay. I don't think they do super well here. Obviously at Origin, which did pretty well, and I think Thunderbolt has had a good run.
I know there's
I think that's like the only ones they've released recently, right?
Yeah.
So maybe this will get this. I don't know.
It'd be nice if we sort of get these like prestigious Gundam titles.
I know there's a book about Gundam that just came out called, like, The Men That Created Gundam. I saw that at the bookstore.
Yes, you can get The Men Who Made Gundam from Denpa Books, any the local booksellers near you.
So, moving on, there is a manga called Gap. Oh, no, it's not called Gap Papa. It's called Utakata, it looks like. And, oh, wait, no, Utakata is the name of the person? Holy shit.
Yeah.
It is called Gap Papa.
Is the book written by Utakata.
I misread this as Gap Papa wrote Utakata. Jesus Christ. So this was an online manga on Pivx, and it is getting adapted into a serialized version. So that's neat. Uncle from Another World. I keep hearing more and more about that, and it makes me want to watch it. It sounds like it might actually be good. It's doing a triple collaboration promotion-y thing with Sega. And
well, I guess the question is, are you a Sega fan?
I appreciate Sega. I don't, now that I'm, 35 probably, I don't really have an allegiance to any one console. When I was a kid, I probably would have said Nintendo, but I had both, and I'd probably put similar amounts of time into both of them.
Yeah, I'm just saying, if you did like Sega, it seems like the show for you.
Yeah, I definitely am more of a Dreamcast person if we're going Sega versus any other console. Because all I had was Sonic and Streets of Rage for the Genesis. But yeah, they're doing a Sonic the Hedgehog and Chain Chronicle, which is a smartphone RPG team up. I don't know. Sounds like it might be an all right show. I think it's on Netflix because I saw episode one pop up on my Netflix queue the other day. We have a manga ending called Know You Girl.
Did I love the cover for this. Did you see it?
I probably did, but I made this list so quickly that I...
Okay, so it's like a hot springs, and then she's wearing a gas mask.
Oh, now I know why I remember this. So this is from the person that made Alice in Borderland as well as Zom 100, which Zom 100 is really good. I have not read Alice in Borderland. I have the first two omnibuses. I mean to. I've heard that the live action was really good. So I assume this is probably also good, but it's ending in its next chapter. So, sorry. Crunchyroll. This is interesting news. Crunchyroll is lowering its monthly price in, it says, 100 territories. It does not list how much they're lowering it. It's not America. Is what you need to know. It's pretty much everywhere except America is getting lowered prices. People are speculating that it is because there's not as much stuff available in some of these countries. One person in the forum said that their monthly subscription went from $10 to the equivalent of $2.
Wow.
But that may be because in America we get their entire catalog. But I would imagine I'm just going to pick a random country on here. Nigeria. They probably don't get everything, would be my guess.
Yeah.
So that's good, right? That's good news. Lowered, you never hear that. You never hear, let's lower the prices. So moving on, we have the creator of legendary manga, Booty Royale, is retiring. Sorry, everybody. But they've explained recently that due to household circumstances, it has just gotten too difficult to draw about boobs and sex.
Man, relatable.
I don't know much. I know that I recognize this title, but I don't know anything about it. Maybe I've seen it at the bookstore. It looks like Seven Seas puts it out under Ghost Ship. But Rui Takato... Let's see if they've done anything else I would recognize. Battle Athletes Victory Restart, which I assume is a spinoff. Quasar of the Stigmata End Card Illustrations. Very good. Well, cheers to you. Enjoy your retirement. May you, remember your love of boobs and sex.
Enjoy your porn money.
So the Tekken... series, that's for Netflix, right? I think.
Yes.
Has got a release date. It is coming out August 18 for those that care about that, which is probably not many.
Did you watch the trailer?
I did not. I watched like the Tekken movie a few years ago, and I didn't think it was very
Tekken
good.
Which Tekken movie? It was like live action Tekken movies.
There was a live action Tekken movie that came out. It was like a CG movie. It wasn't great, so I've just ignored Tekken since then.
Because there's also a very bad OVA for Tekken.
Yeah, well, that was like a CPM release, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, it might have been CPM or some company that doesn't do like Urban Vision for all we know.
Does this Tekken series look good? Is that why you ask?
Well, no, it's strange because it definitely is a CG series, but it's gone for more of like a cartoony aesthetic. But because maybe this is just because it is like originally a fighting game. But like, I don't mind the CG here as much as I normally do. But that is not to say that the CG looks great. So, you know.
Well.
Yeah, it feels like they almost lean into it being bad. It's really like there's something interesting about the CG in this.
It's a look.
So maybe one of you will have more insight on this next piece of news. There was a Pat Labor pilot that was produced that is playing this summer. Is this for like a film or a series that we talked about in the past, or am I just misunderstanding the use of pilot here?
I believe the answer is we're not sure. This is when we summoned in Tom Aznable to explain things.
I know when I first read this, I just thought it was called Easy Pilot, but then it says the pilot video will screen at, you know, some exhibition. So maybe it's like a test to get money to make something later on.
Yeah. Well, I know that it was on Pat Labor Day,
nice.
But also like Pat Labor has a weird history of doing kind of like, you know, different like small projects, like live action or animated. So I'm not surprised if this is just like, let's put it this way. If this ended up being kind of like a short, I don't know, 10 episode series or something, mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised. But if it was just this pilot, I would also not be surprised.
It says the screening is exclusive to members of the franchise's third fan site. Incredible. Fans of Teasing Master Takagi-san, the film will be screening in America August 14 and 15. That is Sentai Filmworks that put that out. It looks like it had a screening at Anime Expo on July 3rd. I would assume that it is probably not available streaming yet, but I don't know. A few months ago, I think, we talked about the DIY anime, Do It Yourself. That has got a premiere date. A premiere window. It will be on Crunchyroll later this year. So that is cool. They are going to be screening the first episode at Crunchyroll Expo in August, which tells me that this is probably a fall anime.
That's
a pretty good look.
Crunchyroll Expo is the week after Otakon. I didn't realize they were that close.
What else do we have? More Crunchyroll news. A lot of dubs got announced. So The Great J Will Not Be Defeated, that is getting a dub. It has already premiered by the time you hear this, as well as Smile of the, Arstentoria, that also has a dub that premiered on Wednesday. We have a light novel that's getting an anime in January called The Slow Second Life of the Retired Dark Soldier in His 30s. This is about a Dark Lord that gets fired, and like I don't know
that from the cover though.
No, the cover is just like a large-breasted anime lady with some guy like barely in the background.
Like a very small, like a third of the, like a half of her size maybe in the background, and he's supposedly the main character.
It's like the size of one of her legs.
Yeah. So that's coming out in January. Classroom for Heroes, that has been given a 2023 premiere. That is about a classroom of heroes, I assume. I think that's
original.
That's the one that had the weird poster where it looks like the guy's dropping a sword or throwing a sword. I didn't know, like, they put speed lines on this sword.
That's motion blurred out.
The eShop, the 3DS and Wii U eShops are closing. I think this may have been announced prior, but now they're giving like hard dates. It says it's shutting down March 27th in the West and March 28th in Japan. Some people are saying that credit card purchases were already disabled, but you can still use e-shop cards. But that will be
until August 29th.
Yes. But someone in the forum, the Anime News Network forum, was saying that while it's not made clear in the news story, you can still add funds through their website.
Yeah. So it's not, it's just if you're doing it on the console itself.
Yes. I don't know. I'm trying to think if there was anything on the Wii U that like...
Nope. There's nothing on the Wii U.
You know, like
hey, I like the Wii U. I'm still sad over the Wii U.
I liked the Wii U. I liked a lot of the games, but it was such a poorly marketed console.
No, it was like they did so many dumb things around it. But like the Wii U itself, there's still a bunch of like games. Firstly, there are some exclusives still that are not anywhere else available. Twilight Princess HD and Wind Waker HD are only available on the Wii U. It has that weird Star Fox game that people like, it's interesting and can only be on the Wii U, which is why it hasn't jumped anywhere else. But like, there's a few exclusives. You can play games. Like, I think they gave away, I think I have like a Pikmin game on there or two.
Super Mario RPG others. Was in the Wii U store.
And of course, it has it has really good, it's the last console where you could buy like virtual console titles. And not all of the consoles are emulated well, but the Game Boy Advance in particular is really well. I think M2 did the emulation on it, and it plays like it's the best legal way to play Game Boy Advance games.
I think it's the only time Super Mario RPG has been available to purchase outside of the original version.
Yes, and I think Earthbound Origins is also exclusive on the Wii U right now.
Jesus.
So there's like weirdly a lot of cool stuff on the Wii U still. So if you aren't at all interested, you know, maybe put in like 10 or 20 bucks if you have a Wii U and download like a few virtual console games.
It's also very weird to me to say out loud that the 3DS has been like out of production for so long that they're shutting down the store. I still, like in my heart, I feel like I could still go to the store and buy one. And I don't think you can. Probably has not been true for a while.
Yeah, I got one fairly recently, but it was, I think it was maybe like a couple years ago, and Walmart was like, it was very much like I was lucky to get the one I got, because I think it was one of the last ones.
So we have a film called Kaina of the Great Snow Sea. This is from the creators of Blame and Knights of Sidonia, and it will be getting a Crunchyroll Expo World premiere.
I think it looks really good.
Yeah, I'm excited for this one.
Like, obviously, the anime film, it's in the same style as the as those two before, so it is a CG thing. But by this point, you know whether you like that or not, right? Because Sidonia was the same way. And didn't Blam get an animated thing as well?
Yeah, I think there was a Netflix Blam.
Yeah, so very similar. But I love the designs on this. Like, they have, like, it seems like it's, like, a world that's built around like encroaching snow, and so like the characters had these really like nice quilted, like big padded kind of outfits, and not like she's, you know, I don't know, it's just like a really cool unique look. I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, Stella Nihei does some really good like sci-fi world building stuff.
Yeah,
so
I'm gonna check this out.
This next piece is very interesting to me. It is a 10 episode series of shorts. And it seems to have been produced by college students called Danashi Kaiden. It is a horror series coming out in August. we talked about this briefly on the No Name show. The Turtle Shell is a Human's Ribs has a release date now. It is October 28th. This is horrifying. I opened this window.
I'm just going to close that window right now.
Yeah. When I show people this, they walk away from me. So I will probably be watching this alone. Crunchyroll, more news from Crunchyroll. Prince of Tennis 2 U17 World Cup has a dub. It should already be on Crunchyroll. It premiered on Wednesday. It's really interesting watching the like resurgence of Prince of Tennis. I don't think it was very popular outside of Japan the first time, at least in America specifically. But now, where you can't buy a lot of anime at Best Buy, they have Prince of Tennis on Blu-ray.
Jesus. Yeah, I think like G Kids or one of those companies got the newest film.
I just don't know who's watching it.
They're very good at getting stuff into. It's also like not based on the manga. It's based on like this stage play, I think, is like the bigger influence on it.
Oh my God.
It's like a really weird, like, circuitous route to get to that film.
I'm pro Prince of Tennis. I really liked what I watched of the first series. I think I watched the first 26 episodes, but I don't know anything beyond that.
All I know is if you're going to give me tennis, give it to me from Osamu Dezaki. Am I right, guys?
Whoa. We got some more dubs on Crunchyroll. The Slime Diaries got a dub that premiered on Thursday. Don't Hurt Me, My Healer also is got a dub that it looks like that started streaming on Wednesday, I think. Or no, it began on Thursday. It was announced on Wednesday. What else do we have? The Lonely Castle in the Mirror. Oh, this was the director reveal. So this is a movie where they're like, hey, we got a pretty cool director. It's Keiichi Hara. You remember that guy? They did Colorful, as well as The Wonderland, which I'm not familiar with. But
I forgot the one people know him for is Miss Hokusai.
Oh, I don't know.
And this isn't the pervert Colorful. This is the sad Colorful.
Yeah, the one which is like the most inexplicably terrible Blu-ray release. The good movie, horrible Blu-ray.
The perverted Colorful director passed away. That's Ryotaro Nakamura. Both Colorfuls are good and worth checking out, but
you just do a double feature of it.
Yeah, why not? Kamen Rider. There is a, what are they, like little chibi? I didn't know about this little chibi series, but apparently it's getting a third season that's coming out August 4th. And there was a movie that was made that is screening on Friday. I assume it's already out and it's just screening on TV. This next one I only added because I misread it the first time is Dragon Ball Breakers. It's a video game. It's launching. I don't know what to tell you. I just wanted to say Dragon Ball Breakers is coming out October 14th. More dubs. This is Life with an Ordinary Guy Who Reincarnated into a Total Fantasy Knockout. That got a dub. It started airing on Thursday. I assume Crunchyroll. It's not in the headline, but who else would it be? What was it, last week or 2 weeks ago? We talked about the Oda and Gosho Aoyama like team-up interview thing in Shonen Jump and Shonen Sunday. So they are doing some kind of connecting cover design for both of those magazines.
Which is wild, right? Because, I mean, obviously very different, but the fact that they... If you actually look at the design, so on, it looks like... the one is getting it's getting Luffy and then one of the like secondary major characters from like I guess the second lead from Detective Conan, and then the other one is Detective Conan and Zoro. So this is very much again like down to the T's of like, okay, we're gonna have the first and second on yours and then the first and second on mine.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think that's Zero from Detective Conan. And I'm just glad they didn't like have them draw in each other's style or something, because I'm still haunted by One Piece style Goku.
Oh, what about that Naruto for the Blu-ray box set? Yeah, this is cool. I love how busy Shonen Jump covers always look. Okay, moving on. Gundam Witch from Mercury with October simulcast outside of Japan has been confirmed. Comic-Con is happening right now where they're doing a subtitled premiere of the prologue. So that's pretty... I don't know if that's happened yet. I haven't seen any news of it. We have a show... What is this, a movie or a show? It's called Itoki the Ninja. That's coming out October 4th. I'm assuming it is a show since it says premiere date. I guess it would also say that for movie. Anyway. More Crunchyroll stuff. Dubs for Lucifer and Biscuit Hammer, as well as Shadows House Season 2. Those both came out on Friday. Square Enix licensed a bunch of stuff that I was too lazy to copy-paste into our thing. But we got Demons of the Shadow Realm, My Clueless First Friend, as well as some Chocobo picture book thing, and some Nier Replicant something or another. There's so many numbers here, I don't know what they mean.
I think it's a novel.
Well, that's excellent. So, by all that's
just, it's just very near, like the whole numbers thing. That's, you know. You're either into it or you aren't.
We have a trailer for Gundam the Witch from Mercury. I did not have an opportunity to watch it, but that's pretty neat. It's a Gundam that I'm probably going to watch because I really
It's a little strange. Did you watch it, Vinny?
No, I'm going to watch the TV show, so I don't need to watch the trailer.
Just that, okay, so some of the effects, like, I'm not sure if I like it or not, but at times, like, you see the Gundam flying in space, and the effect literally looks like it's against a rear projection screen.
That's
it's really weird. I've never seen this particular effect. Like, let's put it this way. Sometimes I've seen a show intentionally try to replicate that effect, but they're definitely not trying to replicate that exact effect. But I also kind of like it because it makes it feel more like it's an actual, like, quote unquote film. I'm of kind of like two minds about it. I'm going to have to, I guess, wait and see the full thing before I fall on one side of the fence or the other. But it's interesting.
So we have a trailer as well as a premiere date for this One Piece film that we've been talking about. It's premiering on One Piece Day. I don't know what that means.
One Piece Day. It was the other day, 22nd.
Oh, so then the movie already came out then, right? That's what that implies.
It opens in Japan on August 6th.
Oh, well then why is it saying world premiere for One Piece Day? Maybe it was a world premiere for the trailer?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was the trailer. The second trailer.
Yes. Well, if you want to watch that movie, then you got to go to Japan in August. I don't know.
It actually looks really good. I'm usually really down on the One Piece movies. I think almost all of them should be skipped, and you will not lose anything. And I'm saying this as a giant One Piece fan.
I like them.
But like, I like a few of them, but like, I think they're very skippable at the same time. But this one, I'm intrigued.
Yeah, well, Shonen Jump movies in general are kind of like that. More One Piece things. This is just kind of a neat little tidbit. They put out a YouTube video that talked about how Oda has used 3,463, it says, pen nibs. I don't fully know what that means. I assume that's just like the remnants of a pen when it runs out.
Mangakas have little nib holders. So nibs come separately and you like slide them in. There's a little like a little tip that you put them in. So, but you know, they get, they don't last. So that guy's gone through a lot of pens.
Yeah. What is a nib though? I guess I could.
It's for like inking. It's like got a fountain pen.
Yeah. They're fountain pens. They're called nibs.
Gotcha.
Well, yeah, just be careful if you watch this trailer. It is like really cool.
Oh, very stylish. Like,
they show a trail and they as like, and the manga pages are to the side as you go through all of these winding nibs. The only problem is this is the most spoiler video I've ever seen.
Well, yeah, like, it's showing 25 years of One Piece.
But it's not showing like random panels. It's showing all of the impactful shit that like, if you have not seen One Piece or read it and you want to, I implore you to.
Well, I mean, you think they're going to be like, let's show 25 years of Luffy, like, walking.
You know what I mean, though? Like, I'm just saying, like, this is definitely, like, as a fan.
Yeah.
If, like, if you've been reading it, you will have an emotional attachment to this video. So I was able to watch it just fine, and it was emotional. But if you have not, it is just going to, let's put it this way. If you got interested, I would just be pissed, right?
All right.
If you've gone this long without knowing about One Piece and you're interested about One Piece,
don't watch that this. Fight. You got to read 1,000 chapters and you can watch the video. In another world, with my smartphone is getting another season. That's coming out spring of next year. That show's so dumb, but I kind of want to watch it. I watched like the first 5 or 6 episodes of season one, and it is one of the most like over the top. Like the main character can do anything. Shows I've maybe ever seen, and now we're getting more of it.
It's just like the perfect example of why I'm gonna have to write my manifesto against isekai.
Yeah, we have another
that'll help.
Another isekai called Handyman Saito in Another World that is coming out January 2023. I assume that's about a handyman in another world. I'm not even gonna read the description.
When you dub this, whoever, please give him a Brooklyn accent.
Oh my god. Yeah, it's just Super Mario. Dub. Jesus.
Yeah, you see that right there. You gotta fix that thing.
Super Mario.
It just moves. Come on.
The original isekai. Keanu Reeves is in an anime, maybe Berserker. I think this is just as well. No, it says it's made by Production IG. I guess that is an anime.
Yeah. So this actually began as a Kickstarter a few years ago as a comic. So Keanu Reeves was involved and he worked with these people and it was kickstarted. And the fact that this is now getting turned into an anime is kind of crazy, especially that Production IG is doing it.
It sounds like there's also a movie, maybe. So Moto Hagio, we talked about this a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago. She was nominated again for the Eisner Hall of Fame. She has been nominated many, many years in a row, and she finally got inducted. So that is great.
Yes. This is the happiest follow-up. As I was reading this, I'm like, wait a second. We talked about this. And in fact, I kind of just talked about her. It hasn't been released yet, but They Were 11.
Yes.
Dempa's releasing that later this year, November. This is a very good time. And I'm so happy for her because we were very, especially I was like basically like, man, they're never going to give her due. Like, you know, damn the Eisners. And of course she gets it. So well-deserved.
Junji Ito won an Eisner Award for Love Sickness. What do you call it? The other ones in that category, because what was it, like international material?
Asia.
Asia. So I guess the manga
award. Well, what happened is it used to be an international category, and then they'd like make a separate one, because manga kept winning that one.
Yeah, that's fair.
So they have a manga category, essentially.
So Chainsaw Man was in there, Kaiju number 8. What is this one? Robo Sapiens? I'm not familiar with that one. Spy Family, as well as Zom 100, were also nominated. Detroit Become Human. I've not played that game, but now I can not read the manga. That's getting a manga.
This is a weird one.
Yeah. What else? Wise Man's Grandchild SP. That is a spinoff that is ending with its fourth volume. I don't know about the original work here, so I can't really speak to its spinoff.
I just say how, I know that we said a lot of bad things about isekai.
Yes.
This is maybe the laziest one I've ever read. The basic description for. So it says here that a man finds a baby in the forest who he adopts, and it turns out they are reincarnated from our world. He raises this person, and then at 15, they go to, I guess, learn magic from like the big city. And then the moment they leave home, he remembers, oh yeah, I forgot to teach them common sense.
Oh my God.
And that's the series. That's what it says.
So
it doesn't even say any, like, it doesn't even sound like the person being from another world has any purpose.
That's incredible.
It literally is like, they're from another world. It sounds like they just tick this off in a box. Like, oh yeah, okay, it's an isekai now. Maybe people will read this. This is the laziest isekai I've ever heard about.
Kyle, are you okay? I feel like you're going to have a heart attack yelling at isekai one of these weeks.
I'm old man yelling at Cloud, but I'm also the youngest person here, so womp womp.
It's interesting because it seems that the main character is not the isekai subject. It's the baby. But
The baby is the person who is reincarnated.
That's cool. Moving on, because we're running out of time. Cyborg 009 had a manga, which I don't know how to pronounce. It's called like Vagooparts. Delete.
Vagooparts Delete.
That is ending in 2 chapters. Galaxy Express 39, Another Story, Ultimate Journey. That is a manga, and that is going on hiatus due to the author's health. It started its final arc in June. Another manga's ending. This is Gingitsune, 80 Sentai Filmworks put out the anime a couple years ago. The manga that it is based on is ending in 2 chapters. Morning 2, that is a periodical that was serializing Witch Hat Atelier, Devil's Line, Saint Young Men, All Out. I think that's, Sensei's Pious Life. I'm reading Pious Lie. Sorry. That is one I'm reading currently. They are going to go digital only starting in August.
I always hate this. I like magazines. You know, maybe it's a generational thing, but like I have very strong memories of like getting a gaming magazine or, you know what I mean? And like I love the layouts and the glossy paper, and I know it's wasteful also. So like in that sense, maybe this is good, but I'm always sad when magazines go under or have to reduce, probably because they're not getting picked up enough.
Yeah. It does say that the digital version of their magazine will have the English version of Witch Hat Atelier. Sorry. Kodansha has licensed some stuff. Break of Dawn, that inspired an anime film that is coming soon, as well as Saving 80,000 Gold in Another World for My Retirement. Shaman King Flowers, that's odd, because Viz has the other Shaman King. Our Love Doesn't Need a Happy Ending, as well as She, Her Camera, and Her Seasons. It looks like Shaman King Flowers will be getting a print release in 2023. And is it clear about the others? The others, I think, are digital debuts, it looks like. Excuse me. You remember when we talked about Knights of the Zodiac? I think that was last week. They did a teaser at Comic-Con, which is happening right now. Well, let me blow your fucking mind. They're planning 6 movies.
Yes!
I don't have any footage yet. That's so crazy. 6 movies.
If we get 2, I'll be surprised.
Yes. Starting in 2023.
Nah, this is going to be, you know, remember when we were all so young and we thought this series will never be big, and then it turned out to be The Lord of the Rings? All I'm saying.
Yeah, that's fair. Knights of the
Zodiac. They have 6. This is going to be twice as big.
Didn't we say that about Lord of the Rings?
They both have Sean Bean. I'm just saying the ingredients are there, folks.
Wait, is Sean Bean in the Knights of the Zodiac movies?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
He's the second face.
So you see what I mean? This contains 2 Sean Beans, twice as much.
Well,
brilliant.
Here we go. Tokyopop, everybody's favorite manga company. Just kidding. They're doing a Ukraine fundraiser manga anthology thing. I'm a little muddied on the details here, but it's just another one of the things in their line of, we're going to do something that you can't criticize us for. So you look like a bad person when you say that we're bad. Gotta love it.
I really would like them to say who they're donating to, and like, if they announce like some independent auditor to say that this actually happens.
Yeah. The Detective Is Already Dead. That is an anime. It's getting a second season. The first season looks like it came out in summer of 2021. What else we have? There's a smartphone game. This one I just thought was funny. It's a smartphone game that went on hiatus with the intention of coming back. And then they said, just kidding, we're not going to come back. Called Q.
Yeah.
It looks like.
It's an announcement to announce that they're calling off the announcement, basically.
So there is it's like a mobile game, I believe, called Alice Gear Aegis Expansion. That is getting an anime in 2023. It didn't say what it's about, but I assume it's a shooter because the poster has a bunch of guns in it. Crunchyroll has added some more stuff to their streaming platform. They've added the dub for Black Summoner, as well as Natsume's Book of Friends, and they've also said that they're going to be dubbing Parallel World Pharmacy. That show is very mid. I watched.
These are all new dubs. I just want to make sure people know that, right? Because I believe Natsume's Book of Friends, that was originally... Was that an NIS America show originally?
I think it was.
I don't believe that show was... I believe that they announced, like, in addition to that, these are when they're going up, I believe that this is the first announcement of who's in the cast. So,
you're right. I didn't know
so
that.
So I'm a big fan. Like, I really like Natsume's Book of Friends. So I guess I hope that this opens that up to, like, a new audience.
I just assumed that these were stuff they were putting up from backlogs. My bad. But it looks like Saturday for... Saturday, Sunday, and so by the time you hear this podcast, all of them will be out. Parallel World Pharmacy. I watched that the other day, and it is kind of boring. It's like a boring version of Jobless Reincarnation. Sasaki and Peeps, that is a novel that is getting an anime. Did I read what it's about? It's about a guy with a bird, it looks like. So I'm a big fan. Give me more bird shows. What else do we have? Ghost Mikawa Days with My Stepsister. That's a novel. That is getting an anime. It looks like I was just on autopilot when I added this. I don't even remember putting this on the list.
This is so funny. It sounds like the most non-event, but this sounds much more of like, this is the ultimate slice of life. It's like, oh, my dad's getting married, and now I have a stepsister. We talked about it, and we decided that this would be a thing that we'd have to deal with. And so it sounds like, it's like, okay, I don't know why this is a manga, but go off.
Because they will hint, will they fuck? The important question of any sibling anime manga. God damn it!
Passione animates the Demon Sword Master of Excalibur Academy. Oh, that must be a company. The Demon Sword Master of Excalibur Academy is probably the name of the show, and it's happening. There's your news. We talked about this on the Norm Shore. My Hero Academia season 6. I said it has not been announced yet, but now it has. It's October 1st. Black Clover. I didn't realize that manga was still happening. That went on hiatus, and now it's coming back August 1st. I thought that had ended, but I guess it was just...
No, we talked about this a few months ago. It was just, they said, like, okay, I'm taking a little break, but it wasn't for health. It was more just like, I have to work on planning.
You are right. I don't know why I kept thinking that. So this next piece brought to you by Vinny. Mike Reynolds has passed away. I don't know why I thought he died like 10 years ago. I'm sorry, Mike Reynolds. But
he was not a young man, that's to be sure. But yeah, if you watched anime in the 80s or 90s, if there was an old man, that was his voice.
Yeah.
He has an incredible CV. It's a long list. He's even in some weird stuff. Like he's in a few episodes of Curb Your Enthusiasm. As like an actual physical actor.
I think he's only in one, and he was cast by accident. They wanted a different Mike Reynolds.
Oh, God. Play
later. He tells the story on an episode of Anime World Order.
Yes. There is an excellent interview that they did with him several years ago. And I don't know why I thought he... You know, maybe Daryl Surratt said on accident that he passed away, because I thought they said that we were the last people to interview him before he passed away. But
I mean, that's been a few people they've had that happen too. So
yeah,
don't interview on Anime World Order, folks.
Yeah, don't interview with them. They're gonna get you. But yeah, that's a bummer. He was
he's in a ton of stuff you love in particular. Like,
oh yeah,
he's in you know, Wicked City.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he plays the old man in Wicked City.
He's old Jedi in Digimon.
Yep. Which I would have noticed if I'd watched it dubbed. But you know. Doom Necalopolis,
nice.
You know, he's in Cowboy Bebop as a few characters. He's in like Kashern. He's in Big O, Bastard. You know, some of these are coming back around, like Bastard. So, yeah, watch something from him and, you know, pour one out for a real one.
Yeah. Watch Wicked City with your parents.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Why not? Something that maybe not to celebrate, Anime Matsuri created a dubbing studio with Vic Mignogna. We talked about this at length on the No Name Show. They got a couple shows that no one's ever heard of called Zip Shimizu, and Genba Nojo. I think these may be like short movies for kids. It's hard to find any information on them. And it sounds like a lot of the actors that were part of this were tricked into being a part of it.
I am shocked that Anime Matsuri and Vic Mignogna would do anything duplicitous.
Yeah.
We always hear stories of them being honest actors.
And of course, the most important piece of news, Naruto to Boruto Shinobi Strikers, they added Temari as the 30th DLC character. Did I just add this so we'd have 69 stories? We'll never know. We got some ratings from Toonami. A lot of losing. From the previous week, most of these lost at least 20,000 or around that, except for the second episode in a row of Naruto Shippuden gained 14,000 as opposed from last week, I believe. So that's interesting. But yeah, overall, they lost viewers as compared to the previous week. This was for July 16th. And it looks like compared to last year, pretty similar. So let's move on to the Right Stuff Top 10. I know last week was very surprising. I did not look at it ahead of time this time, so I don't know if it's going to be equally as shocking. We have at number 10, Symphogear GX Season 3. That's dropped 5 spots. Burn the Witch at number 9. Bleach Box Set 12 at number 8. 13 at number 7. School Days is at number 6. Melancholy of Haruhi Suzumiya. That's a box set that I've almost bought a few times. That's at number 5. Momokyun Sword. I don't know that. That's at number 4. Konosuba Season 2 plus OVA at number 2. Didn't they just get a steel box? Fruits Basket Season 3 at number 2. And then Konosuba Season 1 plus OVA at number 1. Let's go over to our manga. I know last week it was all 20th Century Boys.
And no love this week. It's not back to the good old standbys.
Yeah.
Chainsaw Man and Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yeah. Do we have any Spy Family? We don't. All right. Yeah. It's all Chainsaw Man and Jujutsu Kaisen. And then we'll go to our DVDs. I know this one started to get weird last week as well.
True Land of Chaos.
Yeah. We have Bleach Movies 1 and 2 at number 10. Bubblegum Crash still holding out hope at number 9. A Lull in the Sea Set 1 at number 8. That dropped 5 spots. Ooh. Lull in the Sea Set 2 at number 7. I don't remember talking about this one. Pat Labor Movie Ultimate Edition thing at number 6. Fate, Kaled, Linear, Prisma, Ilya at number 5. Chrono Crusade, the Save Edition at number 4. Aquarian Complete Series. Is that the one where they have to like orgasm to power their robots?
I think so.
Nice.
I think that's the Tantric Sex Robot Power Show.
I'm a big fan.
First of many.
Gantz Season 2 at number 2, and then Natsume's Book of Friends Season 1 and 2 at number 1. We could confirm, because you said that you thought that was an NIS joint, and if this will actually open.
Because I remember it was like a, you know, they had those, for a while they were doing those giant big ass boxes that were incredible, but also the worst thing to, you could not fit on any bookshelf.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have a couple of those, and
Beautiful, but
yeah, the books that they come with are really neat, but yes. And yeah, it does look like it was NIS, and this says Japanese only.
Yes, and it was only DVD as well, I think, at least 1 and 2. I think maybe later seasons that they put out were Blu-ray. So I'm not mad that people are buying Natsume's Book of Friends. You can all, don't worry. I won't decry you at the end of this episode like I normally do.
They're all very glad that they're not being decried by Kyle. Because he will cause a coup against your house and overthrow you.
I know they
all
did
all hail Kyle.
They did a few interesting choices because they like came back and dubbed a few things later on. And yeah, they got a few DVD only stuff. Anyway, this is the Newsbroom on Gonzo.moe. We do the previous week's news.
So this is all new news, baby.
Everybody's news. We come out every Monday. We talk about the news from the previous week. We're on Google Podcasts, we're on Spotify, we're on Apple Podcasts. If you want to follow us on Twitter, our handles are in the show notes, which in theory I actually write. I've been pretty lazy the last few weeks, but I did update most of them the other day. The No Name Anime Show is coming out on Wednesday. Noel and Kyle join me, and we talk about Summertime Rendering, a show that you have to steal because it's not available legally in English. So that's great. But yeah, it was a good time. what else? You could leave voicemails, probably 716-46-MOE-43. That's 716-466-6343. If you want more episodes of the podcast, you can find them at gonzo.moe, as well as the subscription. I don't know. We got done sooner than I thought. I'm trying to stall. We've got 30 seconds.
Are we going to be early or late next week because of Otakon?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. There you go.
We one of the two.
We might not do a show next time because I'll be at Otakon.
So fingers crossed. You know, maybe, you know, put your bets in.
TBD.
The coup will be successful when you leave your post and Vinny and Kyle take over.
Oh, God. See you later.